The fort belongs to the military, too?
Not any longer. It's 19th century, I think, but abandoned now, and comes under the control of the mairie, I believe. You'll see there's a smaller fort right down on the coast below it. Predates it by 100 years or so. They were built originally to protect the entry to the harbour at Lorient, which is exactly what the Germans used them for during the occupation. They had huge guns mounted up there to provide cover for the submarine base on the mainland. It didn't do much to protect the town from the Allied bombing raids, though.
Has it opened to the public?
No, it's usually kept locked up. But I think the mairie uses it as a base for youth activities from time to time.
She paused.
Who are you meeting there?
I'm afraid that's confidential, Jane.
Oh.
She seemed disappointed that he wasn't prepared to share with her.
But I understand it's an important location in terms of your father-in-law's relationship with Kerjean.
Yes. She looked thoughtful. They met there for the first time. And the last, according to Kerjean.
They had arranged to meet?
No. It was pure chance. Engineered by fate, perhaps.
And she laughed, a laugh soured by that ever-present edge of bitterness.
Fate, again. But it was a meeting that might very well, in the end, have led to his death.
Moonlight laid the dark shadows of trees across the lawn toward the annex. Enzo was almost at the door when a movement, caught in the corner of his eye, made him turn sharply to his right. He stood stock still for a moment, but saw nothing, straining in the dark to give shape to whatever had passed through his peripheral vision. He scanned the imposing form of the trees, standing black against the night, and saw leaves that fell like snowflakes through the light of the moon, detached by the slight breeze that stirred amongst the branches overhead. Frost-brittle leaves, lying now in drifts on the grass. He was about to turn back toward the door when this time a sound made him stop dead in his tracks. A sound like footsteps among the leaves. Soft, cautious footfalls. And then suddenly, out of the shadows, a silhouette emerged, green eyes glowing in the night to stop and stare at him, resentment or anger burning in their gaze. Enzo breathed more easily again.
"Damn cat,"
he muttered under his breath. It was the second time the creature had startled him. He waved an arm at it.
"Shoo!"
But it stood, defiant and still, watching from what it clearly felt was a safe distance. Enzo unlocked the door and went into the annex, shutting it quickly behind him again, and stood in the silence of the hall, washed by the cold, harsh light in the stairwell. Stairwell.